things are carried on in our books no longer true. I mean, and I can't, I know there's some examples, but I can't think of them right away, but I've heard papers and I've read papers where people talk about, you know, we corrected this. I mean, this really didn't happen. And yet it stays in the books and is passed down as gospel, even though it's not true. And sometimes I feel very frustrated in the sense that I will pick up a book and a textbook. Let's say they're going to have chapter 2 is a history of management, okay? I would have a footnote in there. And not a single footnote. And I look at the stuff and where they got their stuff, and they cite my original references. But they never mention that I put it all together. And that does get frustrating. And maybe you can just say it's frustrating to write something and then not have it recognized. It is frustrating.
I mean, that brings up for me what for me has always been a cardinal sin, and that is referencing something that you yourself have not inspected. And if you're citing something, to me that means you held it in your hand.
Yes.
And I can remember when I interviewed at Oklahoma the year before you took the job there, we interviewed for the same job. I don't know if the class knows this story or not. I had referenced Adam Smith, 1776, The Wealth of Nations, and going to the Bass Collection, and there being two copies, one a multi-volume copy and the other a single-volume copy of The Wealth of Nations. And it was, I had asked to look at those in the collection, and at that point I felt that I could go back to my dissertation and then actually cite the original 1776 edition as opposed to whatever edition I'd been citing before that. And I see that a lot too. It's obvious to me that they didn't read Taylor. They didn't read whatever it was. Someone else had a footnote and they lifted it.
Yep.
And I think that's dishonesty.
It is, and I hope your students are writing their papers, you know, go back and try to dig out some of these sources and actually hold them in your hand, because sometimes you'll take an article and you'll read the article and you say, oh, this is what this article is all about, but then you go back and read the article yourself and that wasn't what they were saying. That was only maybe one point that was being made. But
well, we've got a communication theory. What happens is somebody reads an original source and they don't want to quote it, so they paraphrase it. The next guy gets it and reads the paraphrase and paraphrases the paraphrase because he doesn't want to cite the source. And so about four paraphrases later, you know, who knows what the original quote was. But, you know, you've got to mix the language up a little bit more and the meaning gets changed as a consequence of it. And we've all seen that happen.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's where you really get something which did not happen or a person did not say or did not do. Becomes gospel, you know, that they did do it.
Yeah.
And it's, as you say, paraphrased and passed on from generation to generation. A lot of authors are not very careful at all. One of the things that my current topic right now is I'm writing a history of the college of business here at the University of Oklahoma. And to do that, you got to go back to faculty minutes of the Board of Regents, personal papers of people, the catalogs, I'm just, you know, I get piles of stuff. And sifting through there, I realized that a lot of the things that we think happened didn't happen. And it's funny when you go back and you read these letters, and this person doesn't turn out to walk on water. In fact, you know, maybe it was mud he was slinging, not walking on water.
Yeah, well, you know, the deification that goes with death, I think we're all familiar with that.
Yes, that happens.
Well, you are wonderful. Again, we'd like to express our appreciation. I'm going to be sitting in on that session with you at 1:30 on Thursday.
Okay.
And Jack's wife's ill, and so I'm going to pitch hit for him. And so it's going to be a real opportunity to see you then, and I look forward to spending the evening with you, too.
All right, and thanks to your class for asking very good questions.
You're excellent, and I'll see you day after tomorrow.
You got a good class, sir.
Thank you.
All right.